And during this equinox season, I invite you to look at these nine markers and notice what you've been focused on, what has had your attention, what you've done really well. Notice what's been in the dark. What have you overlooked? What have you ignored or abandoned in the process? Name it and nurture it by strengthening it this month. That is the magic of living with intention. And it is going to change your life.
Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 73 of Blissen Up. So unbelievably, we are already in the middle of September, and tomorrow we officially welcome the fall season. And how we know this is because tomorrow is the fall equinox, which is a time of the year where the Earth's axis is tilted neither away nor toward the sun, which results in nearly equal hours of daylight and darkness everywhere on the planet. It is the time of the year where darkness and daylight are in balance. And what's interesting about that is that that only happens twice a year, which actually makes me think a lot about balance. My friend Dan Thurman wrote a book called Off Balance on Purpose, and he often says balance isn't something you achieve, it's something that you do, and you do it by testing and tweaking and adjusting and shifting throughout your life. And this is a perfect example. We spend the entire year shifting and revolving and tending to the sun, and then twice in the year we experience a moment of balance. So we need to give ourselves a little grace when we don't feel balanced all the time. It only happens twice a year in nature. And in our lives, if we can experience a sense of balance once a week or twice a week, we are doing great, right? Or twice a year, who knows? Because we are doing our best, and it requires a lot of shifting and adjusting. And this is a great time to reflect on that. The fall equinox is this cosmic pause reminding us about balance and signaling a new season, a new time. And in the fall, that time is the time of harvest. Now, I will say that in the past, I've never really cared all that much about these kinds of solar, lunar, astronomical events. But I care about them so much now, because when I really got rooted into living with intention and I started paying attention and noticing how our lives are run parallel to nature and to seasons, and how life is really about rhythms, it has changed everything. It has really given me a sense of flow and alignment, and allowed me to go with the ebbs and flows of nature. So as we welcome this harvest season, this is the time to reap what you have sown throughout the year, which I think is something for you to pay attention to. And it's a time when we are getting ready to shift into more rest, into longer evenings, less daylight, a little bit more darkness, a little bit more hibernation. And this is the in-between of that. We have turned the page from the long summer days and we are getting rooted in the fall. So this is the time to readjust and to recenter and to get grounded. Okay, so as I was thinking about the equinox and about the fall and about the season, I also thought about the theme that we have for September. And the theme this month is Strengthen September. So I'm really excited to share this episode with you because I have been thinking a lot about Strengthen September and becoming stronger in mind, in body, in soul. And what I thought about was that there are certain markers that I believe we need to strengthen in order to have a healthy and strong mind, body, and soul. These are markers that help us thrive as human beings. And as I started to notice what those markers were and delineate them, I realized there are 9 markers. They all start with the letter S, and September, which starts with the letter S, is in the 9th month of September. You're welcome. A little fun alliteration and numerology for you. I think it's so cool. And I really, this was completely organic. I did not plan for these 9 markers, but the more that I reflected on this, the more I realized that this is what it was. And when I added them up and when I looked at them, I noticed, and it was a little spark of synchronicity letting me know that we are in alignment. So today, the invitation that I have for you is to reflect on the last 9 months of this year and notice how much weight, how much energy have you, or attention have you been giving to these 9 markers. And then think, how are you going to strengthen them in this month of September and continue to nurture them as you move into the winter months? Okay. Now, I will say this as it relates to balance and to judging these markers and rating yourself for them. I'm going to share this story with you. When my kids were little, I was very hyper-focused on nourishing them, on feeding them well, and I wanted to give them a very balanced diet. I wanted to give them complex carbohydrates and proteins and vegetables, and I was very focused on piling on the greens. All that went out the window when they were teenagers, but I enjoyed it when I could when they were little. But anyway, I really paid a lot of attention to that. And I remember listening to an expert talk about that was talking about feeding your kids on a podcast. And she said, don't judge how your kids are being nourished by any one meal in particular. Judge it by the whole day or the whole week. Like overall, how are you feeding them? Because maybe for dinner, the only thing that they had was 3 bites of broccoli. And maybe for lunch, the only thing that they had was chicken. But if in the week you've given them vegetables, you've given them proteins, you've given them fiber, you've given them carbohydrates, you've given them fruits, all the things, then you're doing fine. And that always stuck with me. And I'm going to tell you the same thing. We may not be able to hit every marker of that we need to thrive every single day. Don't judge yourself by how you have spent one day or one week or even one month, but rather how you spend your life overall. Like, give yourself a scorecard. So use the last 9 months to notice. And if you notice that any of these are missing, no need to judge yourself. Just incorporate it into your life when you can, if you can, and start stacking these things and combining them in a way that you can enjoy multiple things at once and get the benefits of all of them. So here are the 9 markers.
Hey there. I'm taking a quick pause from the episode just to let you know that I have created something for you this month that I think is super fun. It's a 31 Simple Ways to Strengthen September worksheet. This is going to be a fun way to strengthen your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships. So make sure that you go to carolinedeposada.com/September. carolinedeposada.com/September. And you can also find it on my show notes. Back to the episode.
The first one. Oh, one more thing. This is in no particular order. So these are not in order of priority or of preference. They're just the way that I added them on the list. So the first one is sweating. So it's important to sweat, literally, like you want to sweat out of your body. It's like a very important thing. Don't take my word for it. I learned it from Dr. Sanchez, who has taught me so much about science and health. And he's the one that told me that it was important to sweat. So you can look up the science behind it, but that's an important marker for thriving. So one way that I like to sweat is through the sauna. I tend to do sauna more in the winter months and less in the summer months because it's so hot in Miami that I don't want to die of heat exhaustion. But I did a few times sauna in the last few summer months, so I've been really proud of myself for that. But other ways of sweating are going out for a run, doing some cardio. And now that I've been training my body to sweat, I'm even sweating when I do strength training, which is really exciting. The next marker is strength training, which is perfect for strength in September. It is very important that we do some strength training in our lives. You could do this with kinesthetics, like push-ups and pull-ups and lifting your own body weight. You could do this with weights, but it's important to build muscle and add strength to your body. So that's one of the markers. The next marker is sleep. So it's important to honor rest and honor your sleep. Try to get some good sleep. I prioritize my sleep. At least I try. One fun fact about me is I don't get as many hours of sleep as I think we're supposed to get, but I used a tracker. I used the Whoop for a while. And what I realized was that even though I don't get as many hours as most people get, like instead of getting 8 hours a day, I usually get 6 hours of sleep just because of my schedule. I am a very efficient sleeper. So I rest very well. And I guess because of that, I don't require as many hours as other people in order to feel energized and good. I rely on the fact that my sleep is efficient. So sleep is an important marker and you really want to pay attention and honor that in your life. The fourth marker is stillness. So it's carving out quiet time to hear your own thoughts or to learn how to manage your thoughts or to download ideas that are intuitive in nature. So I use stillness as a time to journal. I use stillness sometimes in meditation. Sometimes stillness means for me at night when I go to bed, laying in stillness and unwinding and calming my mind before I go to sleep. I don't have a TV in my room, so my husband likes to watch TV at night, so he stays in the living room. So I often stay in my bed by myself in the pitch dark quiet, and that's the only stillness I can get at that time if I haven't been able to get it in the morning. But I also aim to get it in the morning, and I also use that time for journaling. But sometimes stillness can even mean when you're washing the dishes, using that time to be quiet and mindful about what you're doing and letting that be enough. So there's many ways to implement these rhythms. It doesn't have to be anything in particular, but The idea is that you're noticing how much stillness you're bringing into your life. The next one is supplementation. This is certainly for me the worst category. This is the one that I have the most trouble partaking in. I don't like to take supplements, and I'm not very consistent with them. But I do try to supplement with vitamin C in the morning, some magnesium, a multivitamin from time to time. I put collagen peptides in my coffee every day. So I do try to incorporate supplements, but I always know that there's a little bit better that I can do. I can focus a little more on supplements. But the idea is we don't get all of the nutrition we need in our diets these days. So supplementation is a way to complement that. The sixth one is social living. It's being social. And when I say social, I mean S-O-U-L-C-I-A-L, meaning being social at a soul level. An example of being social is something I do with my community is I host two different events. One of them is a sunrise walk. We have one coming up in October, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But it's a sunrise walk. We get together early in the morning. We walk for 2.5 miles to watch the sunrise over the water, and then we walk back. That is a way for us to connect socially, but also on a soul level because of the activity that we're doing. Another event that I have are my Fika events. This is a tea party in Sweden. They have this Swedish term called Fika, and it is an opportunity to savor a warm drink, a sweet treat, and time for connection. And when you carve out a little time to savor the good things in life, it's good for the soul. So if you do that in community and you do that with friends, I consider it to be a social experience. Another social experience that I have is going to the Summit of Greatness or going to National Speakers Association. These are different events where I feed my soul through personal development and personal growth and inspirational speakers. And I surround myself with people that enjoy these kinds of events. All of those things nurture my social living. That's mine personally. But I invite you to look for events where you can nurture your social living. It could be training for a marathon, attending a dance class, knitting, playing Wordle with your friends. Whatever feeds your soul and is social is important for you to strengthen in your life. And it is one of the markers to thrive. The seventh marker is savoring, and it actually goes with being social, but it's a little bit, I notice I said savoring the good things in life, savoring a sweet treat, savoring time with your friends. Savoring is about enjoyment. It's enjoying the things that matter most. I often say that we have to savor the moment, savor the sparks of bliss when we find them. It's opening your eyes and paying attention to the magic, the synchronicities, the connections. It's about romanticizing your life. One of my favorite ways to savor life is to romanticize it. Candles, music, flowers, connecting the dots, beautiful conversations, just moments of pure wholesomeness. I feel that's savoring, that is feeding the soul. And I just love it. So savoring, having the opportunity to savor. The next one is surrender. And this one is not always easy. And it's all not always, we're not always called to do it. Right? Sometimes we feel very in control of our lives and things are going about well, and we don't feel that we have anything to surrender to. But I venture to say that if you really implement reflection as a lifestyle, you will find that you probably have an opportunity of surrendering every day of your life. Surrendering outcomes, surrendering worry, surrendering fears, surrendering situations that are not within your control. Surrendering is one of the most powerful tools you have for a strong mindset and for a resilient self. And it's one of the hardest things in the world to do because we want to be in control. But if you can surrender, you are going to be a much happier, healthier version of yourself. And the ninth marker, the last one, is sexiness. It's tapping into your sexiness, noticing your sexiness. This can be in enjoying what you wear. This year in particular, I worked with not one, but two incredible, beautiful stylists who have helped me tap into my relationship with clothes and feel sexier in clothes and better in my clothes and enjoy what I wear more. It's sexiness is also maybe about having intimacy with your partner, right? Like feeling intimate with your partner, but it doesn't have to be about intimacy. It could also be about yourself. But sexiness is such an overlooked and underrated marker in our lives. When you feel sexy, you feel more magnetic. In March, we themed March Magnetize March. So I felt that March was a very sexy month. It's a magnetic feeling. It's an empowering feeling. It's a self-confident feeling. So remembering to value your sexiness, to focus and pay attention to your sexiness, and to strengthen your sexiness if it's something that's lacking in your life is really important. And oftentimes we kind of overlook it. You know, we fall into our ruts and we don't pay attention to it. And I think it matters. So these are the nine markers that we can use in our lives to identify how we're doing, to notice and pay attention, and to strengthen. None of these markers are more important than the other. They all deserve attention. They all deserve some equal treatment. And during this equinox, it's time to look at all of them and just do a little bit of reflection on how you're doing, on how you're doing on each one of these things. And also with the equinox, we want to remember that there is light and there is darkness to everything in our life. And even with these markers, there is light and there is darkness to these markers also. There are times where we are alive and in the light, and other times when we shut down and we're a little darker. And that's okay too, right? We want to give ourselves some grace and we want to harvest what we're learning in the season that we're in. So think about 2025. That's what living with intention is all about. It's returning to reflection again and again and again. This is what I love about the Live with Intention framework, is noticing is about reflection. Naming is about decisions. And nurturing is about actions. So you don't want to live in thinking. In Stoicism, Ryan Holiday writes in the Daily Stoic, he writes about how Stoics, people think that Stoics were just philosophers that sat and thought all day about Stoicism. But in actuality, Stoics were the doers. They were entrepreneurs. They were mechanics. They were electricians. They were teachers. They were mathematicians. They were all the doers of society. They were out living their lives and implementing stoicism into their lives. And I would say the same thing about living with intention. There, it's not just about overthinking or living in reflection, but completing the cycle of making a decision, name the month, name the intention, name the energy, and then nurturing that decision with your choices, your actions, your habits. How are we going to do that? So in Strength in September, during this equinox season, I invite you to look at these 9 markers and notice what you've been focused on, what has had your attention, what you've done really well. Notice what's been in the dark. What have you overlooked? What have you ignored or abandoned in the process? Name it and nurture it by strengthening it this month. That is the magic of living with intention, and it is going to change your life. Now, if this episode sparked a little something in you, I want to invite you to share it. Share it with a friend who's in a transition. Share it with any one of your friends who loves rhythms, who loves rituals, who loves reflection, who wants to engage in this practice. And send me a message and let me know which S are you going to lean into? Which S are you going to strengthen this season? So I invite you to make a list of these 9 markers, rate them from 1 to 10, and name the ones you want to spend the rest of the month focusing on. So that's all I've got for you today on this sacred Sunday before we stumble into the equinox season. This is an invitation for you to honor both your light and your shadows, for you to look at balance as not a final destination, but rather a rhythm that you can dance with, that you can be intentional about. And may this harvest season lead you into more clarity, more courage, and a lot more peace. I hope that you have a sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and/or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.